Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, reporting to you all from Dubronx here in New York City. And today I wanted to start the podcast episode with a little bit of the scriptures for you. And this is going to be from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 to 29. Quote, "Therefore, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his hands, so that he may be able to give to those in need. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for an edifying, as fits the occasion, that it may impart grace to those who hear." End of passage. Why do I want to share this particular passage to you? Well, I just read a translation from, I believe, the RSV Catholic edition. When I study with and pray about, I also use other translations of the scriptures in relationship to when I write my articles and stuff. But recently, you know, I am called the Frank Friar. I tend to be sort of frank and direct and etc. Someone does something good, I say it, and I applaud them for it. But when something's off the mark, I ask questions. I present maybe challenges. I'm like, well, why this and why that and et cetera, you know, and I share my opinion. Sometimes I hold back a little bit, particularly if I sense that it'll really do no good, but I always try to speak my truth in charity. Sometimes I get a little blowback. People are like, well, you're insulting this person and you're offending this person. And some people have said, well, you're against Pope Francis. When I remind them, well, look at my YouTube channel. I have videos about the documentary that came about Pope Francis and other things from the Holy Father that I have found incredibly helpful. And I, in fact, use many of his homilies in my own craft in order to aid the people of God here. But Pope Francis, just like myself, just like my religious appearance, none of us are Jesus. We're all striving to become like Jesus, and we all are sinners. Pope Francis said early on in his pontificate, when he was asked, who is he? He says, I'm a sinner. And we all need to become aware of this. And so I hear a lot of time people sort of throwing back in my face, for lack of a better word, this passage from Ephesians, particularly Ephesians 4:29. And they have a translation that goes something like this: speak only the good things that men need to hear. And in actuality, the whole passage begins with, first off, putting away falsehood and speak the truth to every one of your neighbors, because we are all members of the one body. We need to be able to speak the truth. And you know what? Not everyone's going to like it. It's not going to be always warm and fuzzy feelings in the body, particularly when the truth commands us to change aspects of our life, because our life may be off the mark and may be living in sin and away from the embrace of Jesus Christ, whether that's a sexual sin, whether that's a sin in business or coveting or envy or a whole litany of other things. Speaking that truth is necessary. Fraternal correction is an important part of our Christian life. Now, how we do that is of the utmost importance. How we do that, we need to do that in a place of love. So that means we have to reflect upon, where is this desire, for lack of a better word, for truth coming from? Is it coming out of a place of destructive anger? Paul tells us to be angry, but to do not sin. So we can speak in righteous anger when we see maybe innocent people in our areas being persecuted and pushed down and etc. We're going to speak our truths in anger, you betcha. You know, am I using my language in order to steal from people and et cetera, to manipulate people into following maybe my desirous outcome for things and et cetera? I don't know. But this is why intention is of the utmost importance. So before we speak, we have to reflect a little bit on why do I feel called to speak these things? How am I going to speak these things? When am I going to speak these things? And et cetera. And sometimes we don't have an opportune opportunity or time, but we can't be afraid to speak the truth. Now, that, as I've already said, it's not going to always end well for us because people are going to get upset. Who are you to tell me this? Well, I'm a sinner just like you, but we need to aid each other along the way. I know I have a beam in my eye, but the splinter in your eye still isn't good for you. That's another passage people like to throw out. Well, you know, you got that beam in your eye? Yes, yeah, I probably do. And I need to work on that. You betcha. But you still have a splinter, and it's not healthy, and it's not good, and we need to work on this. We can aid each other and support each other, but we have to put these things out into the light. Silence is important for cultivating one's relationships with God, you betcha. But when we just try to escape the challenges of the world, particularly when there's sinful elements that are producing hardships on people, and we just run into the silence in order to hide away, that is not good. That is not healthy. You can't get better by avoiding an illness and a sickness and etc. It's just going to get bigger and it's going to get more nasty. So as you maybe during this rocky time in the church with the things coming to light, you know, in terms of abuse and etc. And then some issues with leadership in the church and who knew what about maybe Cardinal McCarrick and who hid what and all these sort of things, we need to be able to speak our truth. Let us speak it in love, even though it may not be received in love, because Jesus Christ spoke the truth to everybody, for he was the truth. He is the truth, and he will always be the truth. And not everyone accepted him. He had to let people walk away. I don't get why people in the church are so afraid of giving offense to people. The truth himself, Jesus Christ, gave offense to people. He upset the Pharisees. He upset people that might have had a posh life, and etc. We can't be afraid. He let the rich young man walk away. Sometimes I'll hear from priests and etc. Oh, you know, we have this great hope that the rich young man came back. He might have, but we don't know. But at the end of the day, the reality of the scriptures is this. He let that rich young man walk away. He offered him the truth, and it was too much for him at that moment, and he walked away. What came of him, we don't know. But in that moment, Jesus let him walk away. Story of the prodigal son. The father let the young son go away. And it was only when the son came to his senses about the father and started his journey back, and when the father saw him, went out to him, the father still let him go in the first place. You know, so what I'm saying here is this. We have to be able to speak the truth. We have to therefore take time to understand what the truth is. We have to make sure we understand how we're going to deliver it. We have to understand the audience in which we are offering this truth to, and etc. But at the end of the day, we can't let fear rule our heart. Fear saying, well, you might offend them, and you might upset them, and they might reject what you have to say. Yeah. That's one of the burdens of evangelization. Not everyone's going to say yes. Not everyone's going to receive. They're going to spit on us just like they did on Jesus. They're going to call us names just like they did Jesus. Said he was a drunkard. They're going to do all these things. In a previous podcast episode, I talked about the importance of being in harmony with Jesus Christ. And that means speaking with his voice in the world. And just as he was rejected, we will be rejected. This is one of the warnings that he gave us within the context of God, of John's gospel. But we can't be afraid. So as St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians reminds us, we need to put away our falsehoods and we need to speak the truth with our neighbor, for we are all one. Be angry, but do not sin in that anger. Do not give the devil a chance to work on us. Be honest with our labors, with our hands, working to aid other people. And when we speak, let no evil talk come from our mouths, but speak what is good and edifying, even if that goodness might be bitter medicine for somebody else. And that means we ourselves need to be open to receive that bitter medicine too, my brothers and sisters. All right, we need to have our hearts open too. And that's why under all this is the foundation of humility, which is based on the very love of God as he has shown us in his son, Jesus Christ. So as we go forward, my brothers and sisters, be not afraid. Take your time. And when the opportunity arises and you have that force of the Holy Spirit in your heart telling you to speak the truth, speak it. And let the cards fall where they will. For you know in that moment, you are in union with Jesus Christ. Thank you. Know that I'll be praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Please make sure to subscribe to this podcast if you like what you hear here. Also, make sure to visit me at thefrankfryer.com. At my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, previous blog posts. You can find links to my YouTube channel, and you can also email me, or if you're discerning a vocation, there's a vocation tab there also. Thank you for listening today. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.